And it is time now to have a look at our book review of the week, courtesy of Unity Books on Willow Street. Tilly Lloyd is along. Good morning.
Hi, Tim.
What a book we have this week. I was in Unity Books doing something you might not be very happy that I was doing on Sunday. I was flicking through a book rather than purchasing it, but I was just having a flick through it.
I think that's fine.
That's okay with
everyone's
you?
Everyone's allowed to flick through.
Oh, good.
Especially you.
Especially me. That's good. This is Constant Radical is the book this week, called The Life and Times of Sue Bradford by Jenny Chamberlain. Am I right in thinking, and this was the book that I was flicking through, that this can be described as an authorised biography?
Yep, it's authorised. Yep, so it means that Sue Bradford agreed to it going ahead, and for all those interviews with all her family and friends and all her co-workers from all those years of activism. So it's authorised. It's a big biography, isn't it? It sort of feels big. And, of course, it has to be, because Sue Bradford has fitted so much in.
And it is, and what I find is that she's very much lover or hater, and hate could be too strong, but she's very polarizing, very controversial. But you have to say, no matter what side of the fence you're on, in terms of Sue Bradford, she's had a remarkable impact on this country.
Yes, I agree with you. There is a strong anti-left catchment out there. It's really strong. And there's this typecast view of Sue Bradford, which goes along the lines of, oh, yes, Sue Bradford, loud hailers, banged up in jail, anti-smacking bill, left the Green Party and the Mana Party. But actually, I think there's a lot more to this person and her story, and this biography fattens it out in a really good way. It's a big, long, chronological biography, and it's a 360 degrees view of Sue Bradford, which most people don't have. And it's well worth reading it for that alone. I think it's also very timely, because there's just so much to learn from Sue Bradford in terms of her analysis of class and race and poverty and gender and what creates all these underdog situations. And also her dedicated risk-taking organisational response, you know. So here you've got perhaps one of our most genuine wide-angled lefties, who's got a complex analysis of what's wrong, what's causing all this shit to go down, and has a complex response to it as well, which is get down there into it and get organised, which is more than most of us do. I mean, the biggest risk most of us take is at an intersection. Sue Bradford's taking much bigger risks than that.
Indeed. Mark, by the way, from Eastbourne, you've won the double pass to the Pickle King. Congratulations to you. So when you read it and when you finish it, does your perspective on Sue Bradford change as a result of that? And could this change people's minds about her?
I think it will develop people's understanding of what she's on about, because it's so easy to stereotype down into little pigeonholes. So this one fattens out the story a lot. She trained in librarianship. She's been a farmer. You know, she's edited newspapers, Mean Times and Common Ground, and she's raised five kids. She had a suicidal son. There's also some surprises. She recovered from being a junkie in the 70s, so she's still in recovery. She was raped, and she held that silent for a long, long time until this book. I think it's really amazing story, actually. The book lengthily pursues her Pākehā whakapapa, you know, the American side of her mother, and on the father's side, the missionaries who were working up in Northland from the 1820s, which I think makes Sue a seventh-generation Pākehā. But then from when she was 16, you know, being banged up for her early political work against the Vietnam War and setting up all those unemployment workers' unions. I mean, they were incredible, incredible safe houses.
Indeed. Then a life, of course, as an MP in the cut and thrust
yeah.
of Parliament.
What a portfolio. I mean, they worked so hard.
Yeah.
They worked so hard. And then, you know, she brought three members' bills into into legislation, including, of course, Section 59 of the Crimes Act, which no one seems to get. If it's illegal to assault adults, why should it be legal to assault children? Well, that's simple, isn't it?
I'm just coming up to the news, but I must say she's good fodder for talkback radio, Tilly, as I'm sure you can imagine. Both ways, indeed. Yeah. Very good. It's our book of the week, courtesy of Unity Books, Constant Radical, The Life and Times of Sue Bradford by Jenny Chamberlain. It is available in paperback for $40 retail. Tilly, thank you so much.
Thank you.